once again, we're back with you this morning, and I'd like to share a thought from the scriptures for you about our responsibility getting into the promises and provision of God. I saw a plaque somewhere recently, and it said this: between the promise and the provision is the place of my responsibility. I think that's an amazing statement, and I don't know who penned that or where it came from, but I've had a lot of churning over along that line. And you know, we are responsible for the provision and the promises of God to come to effect in our lives. We can't just go along blasé expecting it all to happen automatically. God has made it available, but we have a responsibility to walk in a way and to tap our lives into God in a way that allows God to do what he's provided in our lives and do what he's promised for our lives. The problem is we're a very self-sufficient type of people. We like to do things ourselves. We like to think we've got all the answers. And even in a situation where we've told somebody about a dilemma we've gone through, they say to us, you should have called. I could have come and helped. And then we say, I know you're busy. I didn't want to bother you. And there's this reluctance to cry out for help or call out for help or get in other people involved. And it just seems to reflect our independent nature that we think we can do it all ourselves and work things out ourselves or fix it by ourselves. And it's a bit of a problem that's been here since the early days of humanity. Isaiah summed it up completely. He said, we're all like sheep. One goes one way and we all go that way. And we've all gone astray, turning completely to our own independent ways. And independence is the root of all sin. Independence is what got us into the trouble in the first place. When Eve was tempted in the garden, the temptation wasn't, you're going to be free from this, that, or the other. The temptation was, you'll be like God. You won't need him anymore. You'll have your own destiny in your own hands. You'll have your own future. You'll be independent of any other holding back or barrier. He's holding you back from what you can really know or be. Take some of this fruit and you're going to find out you'll be just like him. You won't need him anymore. And that's the whole problem with humanity. Sin is not the problem. It's our independence. And as a result of our independence, the sinful nature took over. And sin then, or living in sin or sinning, is the result of that. So we need to surrender our independence and come back to God. You know, quite often we forget to call on God whenever there's a dilemma, but the Bible says we need to, and he's there for us. It's very interesting. This last week, we had a dilemma at work. One of our machines failed, and I run plastics in my own business. And this machine had a specific job it had to do. And of course, with it down, we were in trouble. So I decided I would run that particular project on another machine because the customer was a bit desperate. And it was a different format, a different arrangement, different setup on the other machine. So I did my best to put it together and make it work. And I had 2 days of absolute horror and frustration and just could not seem to get things running right. And it really got to me. On the third day, I was supposed to go up early in the morning and try again. And out of sheer, I suppose, don't want to go to work anymore, I've had enough, I decided to stay home and just do a little bit of work around the backyard. And I cut some wood and split some logs for the fire and did a few other things. And I just prayed and I said, God, I've tried everything I know to do with this thing. What am I missing? Is there something that I'm overlooking with the way this thing should work? And instantly, I got a picture in my mind of the way the machine was running and then how it should be set up, not the machine itself, but the actual way it runs from the machine up to being rolled up into a plastic profile. And I saw how different that would have been had I changed just one or two small things. I thought, wow, that's amazing. So I couldn't wait to get to work. I went to work. I reconfigured all of the runoff section where the plastic came off the machine in a hot profile, round profile, changed the way it ran off the machine and threw it and up to the winder, and what do you know? It worked. It worked perfectly. And I'm thinking to myself, I could have saved myself 2 days of frustration if I'd asked the Lord about it in the first place. Why would I want to be so crazily frustrated with my own efforts falling apart and not doing what it should have been doing or what I wanted it to do, doing everything I knew to do, and then once I involved God, I got the insight straight away. We need to surrender our independence and come to Jesus. Between the promise and the provision is my place of responsibility, and my place of responsibility was to fulfill what the scriptures say in Hebrews. And I have to do it constantly. I don't just do it one day and it's going to happen every time, all the time from then on. It's not automatic. Every situation's different. Every daily need is different. Every daily test and exam is different. Every daily challenge is different. And so in every one of them, I've got to do the same thing, surrender my independence and come to the Lord and surrender it to Him. And in Hebrews 4:14, it says this, "Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our faith confession. For we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. But he is one who has been tempted in all things the same way as we are, yet he didn't succumb to the sin of those temptations." Isn't that amazing? Jesus sympathizes with our inabilities and weaknesses. He's there for us at all times. So therefore, it says, let us draw near with confidence, with full confidence, to the throne of grace. The throne of grace. Wow. A throne dictates or designates a place of authority. It's a place of provision. It's a place that this administration operates from. And God is operating from an administration of grace. I love that. Let's come boldly, it says, with full confidence. Doesn't mean we come in brashly and irreverently, but it just says, God, I know you love me. I'm amazed that you love me. I know you're a God who cares. I know you're a God who sympathizes with my weaknesses. I know that you understand my very framework because you built me, you made me. You know me better than I know myself. But I'm coming to you, Lord, because I don't know what to do in this situation. And there's something I'm missing. There's something I'm not seeing. There's something I can't do. Lord God, I need your help. And that's what it means to come to Him with full confidence, knowing that He's there on our behalf. And it's a throne of grace, not a throne of condemnation, not a throne of judgment, not a throne of inferiority and superiority. It's a throne of grace. It's an administration of God's wonderful grace brought about by the love that He gave and shows to us through the provisions of His new covenant in Calvary. And so we can come to that throne of grace that we might receive mercy. Wow. His mercies are new to us every morning. You know that? I've mentioned that before. But if we come boldly to the throne of grace, if we come with full confidence to the throne of grace, those mercies are made available to us that we might receive that mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. I really believe that God wants us to be so dependent on Him, especially at this time and the problems and the situations that are going across on planet Earth. God wants to be involved in every facet and aspect of our life that He can show His grace, give us mercy, and help us in our time of need. I don't know what people have been going through lately. It may not be a physical situation like mine was, or a material situation. It might be physical. It might be in our bodies. We might be challenged with fears or uncertainties. We might be challenged with problems and financial difficulties. We might be challenged with our lives being isolated, so to speak. Well, I tell you what, I'm not isolated. I've got the God of all glory beside me, with me, and around me at all times. There's no isolation for those who know God. We can be on our own, but we're never alone. That's the way Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. There's no virus on this planet anywhere that's going to keep God away from being involved in our lives. There's nothing that's going to shut him out from our lives except our own independent spirit. And we need to surrender that to him. We need that to give that over to him. We need to say, Lord, I'm sorry, and repent of that. And say, if I've been independent in this situation, Lord God, I don't want to be like a sheep that's gone astray and going my own way. I want to recognize the fact that you're drawing me to yourself. You're calling me to yourself. You're encouraging me to come to you to find grace to help in my time of need. And so, Father God, I want to confess that. I want to surrender that. I want to give it over to you. We need to just come before him in humility and say how sorry we are, but repent of that. Change our attitude, change our thinking, change our direction, and allow God to walk with us in every situation that we're in. I love that saying, between the promise and the provision lies my place of responsibility. And we all can be challenged by that. We can all take up that call, that challenge, and apply it to our lives right now. Whatever it is we're going through, whatever it is we've had to face, whatever it is that's challenging us in our lives, we have a responsibility to come before God and come to the throne of God's administration of grace. That's where we are now, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Let's take up that challenge of responsibility and give God every opportunity to be the God he wants to be in our lives. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your word. We thank you that you've invited us to come to your throne of grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you sympathize with our weaknesses and failings and inabilities. And we know, Lord God, that because of that, you're able to help. You're able to come into our situations and circumstances and help us. You understand technology better than we do. You understand our bodies better than we do. You understand every situation in our lives better than we do. And you know it intimately, and you know us intimately. And so, Father God, on this day, we give ourselves over afresh to you, surrendering our independence, surrendering those areas that we haven't come to you and surrendered at your throne of grace, or we haven't sought your help in. Lord, we pray today that every person would take up the challenge of their responsibility so that your promises and your provision won't be hindered in any way, shape, or form. And that we'll take up the call and the challenge that our responsibility is to come to you to find grace to help in our time of need. I pray that's God's blessing and challenge to you today. I know it's short and sweet, but I really believe it's a word that God wants us to all pick up on and apply to our lives. And you know, we can all come to him. And a song that really has ministered into my life over so many years. It's an old one, but it's a good one. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed and renewed, flowing from the grace that I find in you. Let's hear this amazing song now, The Power of Your Love.
By the power